Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
So good talking with you again. Here it is, another Monday conversation that we're having. You listen so attentively, and we invite other people into the conversation as well. My name is Tom Thibodeau, the Distinguished Professor of Servant Leadership at Viterbo University in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I would like to talk about the importance of relationships. We hear it all the time. It's all about relationships. Well, how is this that this affects the ways in which we lead and interact with others? For those leaders who have come to believe that success in the workplace and in life is a reflection of how they connect with others, it makes perfect sense to adopt a different way of organizing to maintain a focus on what matters most. Instead of blocking off and committing time to tasks and meetings, people who are relationally focused schedule their days and their weeks around people. This is a departure from how most leaders think, and it can be hard to grasp. Most of the work we do is transactional. I'll do this for you, and you'll do this for me. That oftentimes what business is. This is the product that I'm producing. This is the wage that I'm expecting. It goes back and forth in the marketplace. But what's more important than what going back and forth are the relationships. Yesterday, my wife and I stopped at the farm of a very good friend of ours who had died a year ago. And we sat down and came in and sat and talked with his wife. And she said, "It's so lonesome. I miss him every day." I said to him, "Brent, I'm going to talk to you every day." And I think I heard him say, "Please do." And so each and every day, here she is taking care of the cows, 250 Angus with their calves. 6 more need to be calved yet this summer. She raises these cows and works on the farm with her son and her 2 grandsons who were there yesterday riding on 4-wheelers. And you can see which pride she has in her grandchildren and in her son, working as partners as they keep this family farm and dream alive. And then she brought out pictures of Brent, and we laughed and we smiled as we saw him, because there he was with his broad smile, so proud of his children and his grandchildren and the life of his wife. Strong sense of relationships. And then Janice said, "The man who's been buying our calves for the last 20 years, we heard that his wife had died. So my son and I got in the car and we drove to her wake 2.5 hours away in Iowa. And we're standing in line and her son burst out and said, 'The Waddells are here.' And the gentleman walked away from the other guests and came up and hugged Janice and Derek and said, 'I never expected that you would come, but somehow I knew that you would.' And then after they left, they received a card from the son and the father who said, 'There's no one better than the Waddells. Your love and support these many years.'" So we think, well, it was about calves. It was about market price. It was about a transaction. No, it's about relationships. The people that we do business with each and every day, that is what makes an impact on our lives and the lives of others. Essentially, as leaders who organize themselves relationally, replace the to-dos and the tasks with people. Getting up in the morning, instead of saying, "These are all the things that I got to do," write down the names of 5 people. Who do I need to see? I wonder what their needs are today. How could I be of service for them? Before deciding what tasks need to get done, people focus on people that they need to engage and the relationships that they want to develop. A friend of mine is publishing a new book this week called Finding Your Third Place, Dr. Rick Kite, and has done enormous research, and in the research is very clear. We all need a third place. We have our home, which is one place. We have our work, which is a second place. This is where we spend the majority of time. We spend 66% of our adult lives at work. We spend more time, again, than at home, if you think about it, the place where we rest, where we get refreshed and renewed with the people that we love. But we all need a third place, a place for social interaction, a place where we can gather with friends and strangers and broaden our worlds. What was very difficult through COVID is that we all became very isolated and alone. We were stuck in our own homes, only with the people that we loved. Met with a guy last week, and during COVID, he and his wife were in assisted living, and his wife suffered from Alzheimer's. And it was very, very difficult for himself because he had to call and ask people once a week if they could come for an hour so he could go grocery shopping, just so he could get out to get some groceries. Later, after COVID had left, he'd call and ask people if they could come and sit with his wife just so he could go and have a cup of coffee with somebody. His whole life was his wife. He appreciated the ability that he was able to fulfill a promise he had made 50 years ago in sickness and health and good times and bad, till death do us part, I do. But the relationship was so important that he needed other people to help sustain him so that he could sustain that relationship of patience and love, which his wife so desperately needed. Where are those third places today? Where are the coffee shops that you gather? Where is the country tavern that you might sit down and have a beer and a conversation? Church basements used to be a place where people would sit and talk and relive the week that they have just had with one another, recognizing that we're all not that different, we're all not that alone. What we're seeing happening is a disappearance of third places, places where people do gather, in rural or urban settings, where you meet your friends and you meet neighbors, but you also, your life is expanded by strangers, people that you've never met before. These kinds of relationships are oftentimes surprising and enriching. Leaders who have a list of relationships that matter to them, including prospective relationships that have been newly formed, they begin to find their lives expanding. And they want to maintain close connection, team members who need guidance and leadership, neighbors who you've never really had the chance to spend time with now become that much more significant. Isn't it amazing how our lives are enriched by our lives in the company of strangers? Where do we meet them? Where do we gather with them? I was coming back from Atlanta a week ago. Our plane was delayed, and I had a very short period of time to catch my plane from Chicago back to La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm 73 now, so I don't run as well as I once did, and I have a bad leg, so I can't even run that well. And I had about 10 minutes to get across two concourses, and I'm kind of running to the best of my ability. And I finally saw a young man with a wheelchair. I said, "Sir, could you please help me?" He said, "Yes, sir, I will. Please sit down." He made me comfortable in a very confident, deliberate way. He said, "I'll get you to your gate." And he moved me through the crowds at O'Hare, and he got me to my gate, and I was the last one to get on the plane. And as I got out of the chair, he waited with me while the flight attendant checked my ticket and rewrote it because they had already rebooked me for the next day. He made sure I was able to make my connection. Two young people that I had never met and will never meet again made my journey possible because of their kindness and their patience with an older man, because of their commitment not only to their jobs, but to building relationships with their customers and guests that use their airline. Relationships is what defines our lives. Relationally organized leaders decide who they want or need to engage with throughout the day, and they start there. They typically commit to a schedule of a handful of conversations that are unconnected to work or initiatives that are in process, and by perusing and updating their list of relationships, they know exactly when they had last had a meaningful conversation with everyone who matters to them, including those prospective relationships that are steeped in potential yet need to be fully developed. Today already, here is a Monday, and I've had a chance to talk with you. a friendship that we developed the last 3 years online. We have yet to meet in person, but each time I feel like I'm talking to a friend. There will be people who will listen to this podcast, and I will meet them at farm events. I will meet them at conferences, and they'll say, "I remember when you said this." And I will say to myself, "I wasn't exactly sure what I said, but I'm so happy that the words we shared resonated with each other." How important that is, that we pay attention to relationships. They're not casual. They're not transactional. Hello, fellow human being. We're on this journey together. How can we build a relationship that can be sustained? How do we build a relationship that nurtures both of us? Even in the brief encounter of riding in a wheelchair, I will never forget that young man who was so kind and patient with somebody he had never met. I will never forget that flight attendant who very competently got my ticket rearranged so I was able to get home to be with my wife, who I had missed for the last 4 days. Complete strangers reunited me with the person that I love most. Isn't that what takes place each and every day? That each of us committed to each other have no idea the impact that our goodness has on one another. So, today, who are the 5 people you might need to contact? Who do you want to start a conversation with? Who do you want to get to know just a little bit better? Who do you want to call and tell them how much they mean to you? That's the importance of relational leadership. It makes all the difference in the world. So good talking with you again. I hope that your day goes well, and you've already made my day by listening so carefully.
Our thanks to Tom Thibodeau for today's message. Tom, a distinguished professor of servant leadership at Viterbo University. And for archived podcasts and more on-demand programs, and for more on the professional development for today's dairy producer, head to PDPW's free website at pdpw.org. Until next time, have a safe and productive week.